Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Visitors, written by Jane Harrison and read by Joseph Wunyaka Althaus and Ari Mazalong. The light before dawn has only just brightened the sky, but already Lawrence can hear the girls of his tribe giggling. What are they doing so early that is so amusing? They are a mystery. He stretches and feels the slight breeze upon his face. He yawns once, twice, three times. He supposes he should go fishing because the flounder are also lazily awakening. For Lawrence, this day begins like all those before it, although a little warmer perhaps. All days fall into a comforting pattern where all is predictable and explainable. Because in his universe, everything is known, if not by him, and after all, he is but a boy man, then by his elders, who have a story for every object in that country, if not individual trees, then the groups of trees, or the hillside that the trees grow on. A story, a song, or a ceremony that explains and lays out country and all its inhabitants. From the tiny black ants to the towering messmate to the rugged cliff faces that plunge into the sea. A song for the anthills, the leaf litter, the subterranean truffles that symbiotically sprout from the roots of the trees and which are foraged by the wallabies, spreading their spores far and wide. And for the wallabies themselves, the emus, the waterfowl, the grubs, the flying insects, the flying foxes, the vines, the succulents, the banksias with their sweet nectar, the stingless bees with their iridescent wings, the dragonflies, the butterflies, the ubiquitous and sticky bushflies, the goannas and the lizards with their zigzaggy skins, and the abundant sea life from shellfish to fish to sharks and huge flat stingrays and crocodiles and whales. From the winds and the rains to the variously coloured sands to fire and the moon and the stars, everything has a song and a story and a place and an order. But today is not a day like any other. Yes, it does begin routinely. At first light, the sky is pink grading to light blue, the clouds dark grey caterpillars across the expanse. Young Lawrence strolls through the scrubby coastline to where it spills into the sliver of cream sand. The Great Bay, Kamai, is of an open nature and subject to the fury of the winds, which also stir up the heaving sea. Where the mangroves dot the mud flats, the land is more sheltered, and is towards this area that Lawrence heads, along a seaweed-strewn shoreline that is spongy underfoot. He is intending to gather mussels, as he has many times before. He has his woomera stick, with the cockle shell bound to it at one end, which he uses to scrape the mussels from where they cling to the mangroves. He has his bag, with its strap that rests on his forehead, in which to collect the catch.